Compassionate assertiveness. It's natural to have needs and wants in our relationships. If we don't speak up for them, they're less likely to be met. But if we push for them without taking the other person into account, they're also less likely to be met, especially over time. Compassionate assertiveness is where heart and strength come together, the twin pillars of healthy relationships. Then you act with integrity and wish others well while also taking care of yourself. You maintain your boundaries and say what you need to say, and if need be, say it again. You can communicate with dignity and gravity without getting sucked into pointless quarreling. You are loving while not waiving your rights or getting exploited. Each time you register the combination of compassion and assertiveness, it deepens your capacity to be direct, revealed, and free with others. And as you feel stronger, more independent, and autonomous, you'll feel even more comfortable in the depths of intimacy. Here is the HEAL practice for the experience of compassionate assertiveness. Have. Notice any ways you already feel assertive. As you go through your day, be aware of times when you are clear, firm, persuasive, or fully expressed. Notice how this feels, especially when it feels good. Notice that others are usually fine with your assertiveness. In particular, notice when goodwill and strength are both present in your heart, and how this feels, and what the results are in your relationships. Also, create the combination of compassion and assertiveness. Recall a time you felt both kind and strong. Or imagine being this way in a relationship and how it would feel. You could think of someone you like and respect who is loving while still being very much his or her own person. And then imagine how it would feel to be a little more like this person. Enrich. Stay with feeling caring and assertive. Let the sense of this fill your arms and chest and face. Breathe deeply. Help this feeling grow inside. In your own mind, stand up for your right to stand up. Know that you have rights of your own, and that whether others are happy or not is primarily in their hands, not yours. Remember or imagine the sense of being both loving with someone and comfortable expressing yourself fully. Embody this experience by letting dignity and authority come into your face and voice, while also being caring and kind. Absorb. Let feeling compassionately assertive sink into you. Let yourself reshape around this new way of being. As you feel more relaxed and independent in your relationships, and also more compassionate in them, let yourself feel more at peace with others, more centered and balanced. Let any feelings of neediness or quarreling fall away. Link. Be aware of both compassionate assertiveness and any sense of being weak in relationships, or related feelings of being squelched, dominated, silenced, or pushed to the margins. Keep the combination of strength and caring in the foreground of your awareness, gradually connecting with any sense of weakness in the background of awareness. Let nurturing strength reach for and touch places inside, including young ones, that have felt weak or overrun. When you want, let go of any negative material and stay with feeling compassionately assertive. A few times over the next hour, be aware of only neutral or positive material, such as feeling compassionately assertive, while also bringing to mind a neutral trigger of feeling weak in relationships.